Welcome into episode 132 of the Jay Pouchet Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you guys are having a great day today. And in this episode, I am going to be talking about how contacts equal contracts. Now, before I move on, I do not coin that phrase. That phrase goes to Grant Cardone. He's the first one I heard say that, and it resonated with me so much. And I kind of want to talk about the meaning behind that phrase and what it actually means. So without further ado, let's jump right into the episode. So contacts equal contracts. Ever since I got into the business world, especially since I got into the real estate game, it's been all about, well, I knew going into the real estate game that real estate was all about contracts or contacts, people you know, meeting people, meeting new people, reconnecting with people that you had a friendship with or something, a professional relationship with back in the day. That type of thing. I always knew going to the industry that I needed to know people. And that goes for every industry in general. You need to know people. That's how so many people get their jobs. That's how people build businesses. It's because of the people that know. Like, for example, for those of you who, I'm sure some of you out there listening to this right now, have gotten a job at some point in their life because they knew the person or someone in their family knew the person, the manager, the owner, that small business, something like that. I'm sure there's many stories out there of people that had that experience. And I am one of those people. So a family friend of mine got me my first job at a grocery store. I did not even have to interview for the job. He just gave it to me. I had to show up on training day. And that was that. Like, there's so many stories of that out there. It's just, who you know just goes so far in life, no matter what you're doing, no matter what industry you are in, no matter if you are an entrepreneur or if you are just, you know, working a 9-to-5. You have to know people to get where you are. You have to know people to level up in your professional life. We're going to kind of talk about that whole, you know, dynamic. It's very fascinating because I'm such a big believer in just trying to just meet people. I'm an introvert. I think I probably mentioned that on this podcast before. I'm an introvert. I'm a shy kid. I used to be extremely, extremely shy back in my day. Back in my, when I was in elementary school, into middle school, into high school, I was a very, very shy kid. If I didn't know you, I would say a few words to you. That was about it. Like, it's kind of crazy doing this podcast nowadays, considering how shy I was. And how I just didn't really want to, you know, talk to people I didn't know. And now I'm talking to people around the globe that I don't know. Granted, they're not right in front of me, but, you know, it's still that same type of energy. But when I got into college, once I got into my freshman year of college, I started to come out of my shell. I started to open up a little bit more. And then sophomore year, a little bit more. And then junior year of college, I just took off from there. I think that was my breaking point. Junior year of college, junior and senior year of college was the biggest leap for me personally. And with that said, like going away to school, living at school was probably a top three single best decision of my life so far, because I met my lifelong friends there and it got me out of my shell, got me out of my comfort zone. I did something that I was, you know, not comfortable doing. I was shy, introverted. It's hard for me to talk to people I didn't really know, or at least have conversations with them. But going to school really, really just got me out of that comfort zone, and I really embraced it, and I'm better off because of it. So that kind of leads me into how the contacts equal contracts situation. And people who are listening to this right now are like, oh, what does he mean by contacts equal contracts? Simply, the more people you know, the more contracts you get. And I'm kind of talking in the sense of being in business, being an entrepreneur, we'll use my example for instance, being in real estate. The more people I know, the more contracts I will get in real estate, the more deals I will close in real estate. So if I talk to, let's say, 1,000 people, out of those 1,000 people, there's probably a good chance that 10% of those people, so 100, will lead me to contracts or become a contract of mine, a deal of mine, you know, something along those lines. I think that's about the average. I remember I'm watching Undercover Billionaire right now. Grant Cardone's one of the stars in season 2. And he was talking about how if he talks to 100 people, he will get a meeting with 10 of them. Or it was something like he will close 10 of them. One of those things. There's probably a get a meeting with 10 of them. But anyway, we're just using that as an example. So if I talk to 1,000 people, I will probably have a meeting, get a meeting with 10% of them. So 100 people I will get a meeting with. And I will probably most likely close, how many of those people would I close? Probably 10 to 20 of those people I would close, somewhere around there. So 10 to 20% of the 100 that I would close and make a deal out of. So hence the contacts equals contracts. It's super, super true. Just the more people you know, the more contracts you get. That's really the whole game right there. And if in real estate, like, I never thought in a million years that I would be going to real estate. Well, that's false. I actually did. I didn't think I was gonna get into this industry until my late 20s, but because, you know, I always knew that real estate was a contact type of industry. You needed to know people. Without knowing people in real estate, you won't go anywhere. Without getting out of your comfort zone, you won't go anywhere. And so you need to shake hands with people, meet new people. Like, that's the whole thing. The more hands you shake, the more money you make. Like, it correlates. You need to be shaking hands with as many people as possible. You need to be meeting as many people as possible. And I mentioned in the last episode, episode 131, it was about comfort zone and getting out of that I was going to be signing up for Toastmasters. Very briefly, if you did not listen to that episode, Toastmasters is simply to improve public speaking skills. That's basically the gist of it. And I'm going to be signing up for that. I tried to, I got in contact with the local Toastmasters to me. And they basically said, well, they've been online the last year or so, year plus, because of COVID. And I was asking when they were going to be in person again, because I don't want to do it online. I'd rather go in person and meet people there and practice my public speaking skills that way instead of doing it on Zoom. Like, come on. Like, no. Doing it in person is so much better. And so they said within the next few weeks, they should have a new location. And that's perfect. And so I'm going to be doing that. Doing that will introduce me to new people I have no idea who they are. I will be making contacts that way, and who knows if some of them will become a contract of mine, or if somebody they know will become a contract of mine down the road at some point. And just the aspect of just meeting these people, just knowing, just meeting new people is just super exciting to me nowadays. Back in my middle school, high school days, it wasn't as exciting to me. But now it is. Now I know the game. Now I know, like, okay, the more people I know, the more people that know me, the more people that know my name, the more people that know my face, the more money I'll make, the more successful I will be. And that's ingrained in my head now. It's like, okay, I just need to meet people. And I've just recently started reaching out to local businesses in my area, because business owners know a ton of people. Like, the local pizza shop owner, they know, like, the whole community, because the whole community, at least a lot of them, go to the local pizza shop, especially in a small town like mine. It's the only game in town. Most of the town goes to that pizza shop at least probably once a month. Like, and they know the owner of the pizza shop, and the pizza shop owner knows them. And so they know so many people. So that's why I'm reaching out to all these local businesses. Basically, you're saying I'm new in real estate. I would love to introduce myself and meet the owner and kind of just, like, you know, talk about their business and all that fun stuff. So that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to do it for just the contact situation. If they don't even become a client of mine at any point in my life, then who cares? I'm building a relationship with this person. And the fact that they know so many people, and they, who knows, like, 6 months from now could, like, tell one of their friends or one of their family members, like, oh yeah, call Jake because you're in the market to sell your home. Call Jake. I trust him. I met him. He's a super nice kid. Like, he'll hook you up. And I get a call from that person and say, hey, so-and-so recommended me to you. Like, that's what it's all about. It's like the contacts equal contracts. Like, even if they don't like benefit you, like, directly, like, that person you're specifically talking to, like, someone they know might be looking for your services or your product or whatever the case may be. So it's just super important to just be nice to every single person you meet, because you just never know if that person will eventually, you know, put money in your pocket. Like, you just don't know. That's why you just gotta be nice to every single person you meet. And just be nice, and just be nice to people, That's the cool thing to do. The whole thing with me reaching out to these business owners is to, I'm not asking for anything in return. I just want to simply meet them. I want to shake their hand. I want to look them in the eye. I want to hear about their business. I want to hear about how they got into business. I want to hear, you know, some of their successes, some of their failures, how they're doing so successful. I would just want to learn about them. I want to, you know, and if I can help them, I can help them. Like, I still want to run my marketing company. I'm taking a break from that right now. I kind of want to rebrand that, that type of thing. So I'll kind of mention that to these business owners once I do end up meeting with some of them, because obviously 95% of them are going to ignore me completely and just shut me down. And probably won't even get a response back, but that's where you follow up and you go until they tell you to shut the hell up. And then that's when we stop reaching out to them. But that's the name of the game. It's just like, you gotta keep making contacts. Like, you know, I could reach out to 500 local businesses, business owners, and hear back from 50 of them. And those 50 is a lot better than 40, a lot better than one. So the more people you reach out to, the more you'll hear back. The more people you reach out to, the more contacts and relationships that you will build. And it's just a matter of just not getting discouraged when I, you know, reach out to 100 business owners and hear back from 5 to 10 of them. Like, that 5 to 10, a lot better than 0. Like, I used to give up a lot back, you know, when I was like trying to build my marketing company and trying to get clients. I would reach out to 20 business owners, you know, I follow up like 3 times max. If I didn't hear back from them, I just give up and I just kind of like moved on. But, you know, I'm learning very fast at this point that you just gotta keep just following up and just keep getting your name out there and doing that type of thing. So just give without expectation of anything, getting anything in return. And the more you do that, the more you just give without any expectation of getting anything in return, the more that these people will want to help you. That's what I've taken to heart recently, because it's so true. It's like, the more I give to this individual, the more that they will want to help me out. They may not be able to help me out right now, but, you know, 6 months from now, 1 year from now, 2 years from now, they could come back to, but they could come to me and, you know, hand me a client and the family member that's looking to sell their home, a family member that's looking to buy a home. Maybe they're looking for marketing services or whatever future business I get into in the future. Who you just never know when that person could come back. Contacts equal contracts. You have to know people. You have to get to know people. You have to get out of your comfort zone. Once I do start meeting with some of these business owners, I'm getting out of my comfort zone. I'm still a shy kid. You know, I'm much better than I was back in the day, but I'm still shy. I'm still introverted. I'm still kind of awkward when I first meet you, because I don't really know like what to say to you. But I know I'm gonna get better at it the more I do it. But it's still like hard for me to get out to. You know, meet people I've never talked to in my entire life. It's still hard for me. Always probably will be hard for me, but you never know. So I'm gonna leave you with this. People are the currency. People are money. People equal money. The more people you know, the more money you make, especially if you're in business. If you're in real estate, that's super true. The more people you know, the more money you will make, because a lot of people just rely on referrals in real estate, and that's how they just make their living. They make 6+ figures, multiple 6 figures, just from knowing people, just from getting referrals from people that trust them and have relationships with them. And so just keep that in the back of your mind. Just contacts equal contracts. Contacts equal money. The more contacts you make, the more money you make. So very simple formula. It's very simple to follow, very simple to understand. But the hard thing is to actually do the work. Hard thing is to actually, in my case, actually go put the time in to reach out to these business owners and meet them and go to their place of work, go to their local restaurant, their local bakery, get face to face with them and shake their hand. That's the hard part. The hard part is reaching out to them, putting in the time to go drive to their local place of work. And just, it's just the time factor, the time, time is super valuable. It's something I will do because I know I need to and I want to. I want to meet as many people as I possibly can for the sake of my real estate career and the sake of building this business for myself and my dad. Not just my dad, my family. It's super important. And also you got social media, which social media is just, it just exposes you to just the entire world, which I'm going hard on social media right now. It's just crazy. It's overwhelming because I have so much stuff to do for social media. But anyway, I'm getting carried away right now. That's going to wrap up this episode. Thank you for tuning in to episode 132 of The Jake Boucher Show. I really appreciate you tuning in to this episode. I hope you guys, took something out of this episode, and I hope you remember something from this episode. Hopefully something stuck out to you. So if you have any like questions, comments, whatever, I'm going to start putting my social media links in the description of each episode. You can find that stuff there. Yeah, you can reach out to me that way. So thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. I hope you guys have a great weekend, and I will see you guys on the next episode.